USA Radio News.
President Biden's speech in Philadelphia denouncing former President Donald Trump and what he describes as, quote, extreme MAGA ideology, end quote, has sparked online calls for violence, including death threats against the president.
He cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today.
Biden's remarks also prompted immediate concerns from senior counterterrorism officials who said they fear that calling Trump supporters extremists would be viewed as a call to arms and would only inflame an already, quote, volatile threat environment. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. Since the outbreak began in mid-May, no state or city has recorded more monkeypox cases than New York. Even as the U.S. approaches 20,000 total infections, nationwide trends appears to show a drop according to the data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Tropical Storm Danielle strengthened into a hurricane Friday with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. This is all according to the National Hurricane Center. There are no coastal watches or warnings in effect, and Danielle is not forecast to make landfall as of right now. The National Hurricane Center is also tracking two other tropical disturbances in the Atlantic. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announced that Oompa Baby issued a voluntary recall of 14,000 jogging strollers because they pose a risk of amputating a child's finger. The recall covers the $600 all-terrain Ridge jogging stroller that were sold in white, charcoal, and slate blue. The CPSC advised customers to stop using the strollers immediately and contact Oompa Baby to receive free replacement brake disc. Queen Elizabeth will not be attending the Bremer Highland gathering in Scotland for the first time since she came to the throne 70 years ago. A Buckingham Palace source stated that the decision was taken with the Queen's comfort in mind. She has been suffering from mobility issues. Prince Charles, heir to the throne, will be attending as planned. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.